A rifle sounded in the distance. Gwendolyn Laney had just gone inside the cabin she was stationed at to take lunch, but it seemed the park ranger would have to take a rain check on that. The national park she helped protect was a no-hunting zone. Hearing a rifle was a very bad sign. She didn't get to eat any food, but even if she had, she wouldn't have taken off her pistol, which was holstered on her belt. She was ready to go in a flash, like the serious ranger she was. She flung the cabin door open and slammed it closed again as she took off at full speed into the surrounding forest. She wasn't sure which direction to go until another shot rang out, causing birds to scatter from the trees in a chorus of alarmed tweets. She went for the most concentrated area of fluttering birds, keeping her eyes open for any other signs she might find. It seemed the poachers were close, though. Blue Spruce's word by her as she pushed her legs as hard as she possibly could. She was so focused on her speed, she almost missed the movement in the brush to her left. She dug her heels into the dry and decaying plant matter beneath her. She had her hand ready to grab her pistol, expecting to see the ones responsible for shooting emerge any second. Cautiously, she crept closer to the shadowed figure looming in the blue spruces. "Come out with your hands up," she said. "This is a no-hunting zone." She waited for a few seconds. Feeling impatient, she was about to take action when the figure came forward. It wasn't a poacher. It wasn't even a human. It was a large wolf with blue-gray fur that matched the surrounding forest. And it was bleeding. Alarmed, Gwen lowered her gun, as if that would make a difference to a wounded animal. This wolf was in bad shape. Blood was seeping from his stomach, probably where he'd been hit by a bullet. That wasn't the only wound on him, though. She saw various other injuries, bloody as well, dyeing most of his coat a darker shade and dyeing the white of his fur red. He looked like he had been in a fight, before these poachers got a shot at him. Other wolves, most likely. He was a male, and had probably been caught in a power struggle. "I'm not going to hurt you," Gwen said, keeping her gun lowered at her side but refusing to holster it in case the poachers revealed themselves. She was certain they would. This wolf had to be the animal they were hunting down. She needed to be ready. The wolf's lips curled back, baring white teeth that seemed too bright in the dusky light of the forest. Though he showed aggression, the look in his piercing yellow eyes was beseeching. At least to Gwen it was. She inched closer to the staggering creature. He seemed to be drawn to her, placing one paw in front of the other, trying to reach her. Before he could and before she could reach him, he collapsed. Gwen wanted to inspect his wounds, but then she heard the rustling of brush nearby. She readied her gun.
"He went that way,"
a man shouted. Sure enough, two men dressed in camo leapt out of the brush. "Lower your weapons," Gwen threatened with her gun trained on them. The poachers were armed with rifles, but unlike her, they didn't have them pointed and ready. They were slung over their shoulders to get them out of the way. The wolf must have given them quite the chase. They were winded too, their breaths were the one sound that could be heard in the silence. Gwen knew she wasn't in the best situation, considering they both had guns and she was only one person with one gun, but that didn't stop her.